So now it's on recording. Now we're going to go over the second Maim Chazal of the Sugya of Mala. We learned yesterday, it's a very beautiful Sugya of Bittel. When it comes, what was the Gemara's original Shah? The Gemara with Shlomi Randaf, Nun Zayin on the base. Nun Zayin on the base. We learned yesterday, have a beautiful Sugya. What was the Sugya? The question over here was of a person. How did this whole thing start? The whole thing started with the Shaila. What was the shayla? The shayla was Yishmol Yishkvar Yama, V'Amel Yishkvar Diyama, Helab Yodah Basel Shekarim Shvitz. Ah, that was the shayla. The shayla was the person he planted an onion in the year of Shemitah, and then it was Oiker, the Basel from Shemitah, and he went and he replanted it in the eighth year. And in the eighth year, it grew more than it was originally. So the question was, do we say that the growth of the eighth year, which is not Shemitah, is going to overpower the growth of the seventh year, and it's going to become Basel? And the male is going to be mutter, it's not going to live in the Shvius. So they went, they asked the Shiloh, it was really the Gemara very quickly. It's a very nice Gemara on Daphne and Zion on the base. What happened to Yisholim? Yisholim, he dropped us like a hot potato over here. Yishol Ish Kvayama. Yisholim, he hasn't come ready in 3 days. At least 3 days. Yisrael Ishkvar Yama, V'Amla Ishkvar Diyama. Hela Biyodai Batli, Bord Mesins, a Bustle Onion, Shei Yikarai Meshviyas, Shei Akarai Meshviyas, V'Nutai Meshviyas, he played it in the 8th year. V'Rabu Gidul Yal Yikarai, V'Yachi Kami Bayolai, Gidulav Heter, V'Yikarai Yisr. The word grow this is Heter, what was originally is Yisr. Do we say, Kevon, D'Rabu Gidulav Meikarai, Oysen Giduli Heter, Ma'ale Neso Yisr. Are you loy or not? So we can't have an answer. I don't know the answer. He did not have an answer. Teruma. The fairish, if you have a bottle of teruma and you replant it and it grows, we automatically say that whatever grows is going to be permitted. So it's mutter. So what do we see? We see over here is that there is a din of halah. Very good. Excellent. You have discovered one Maim Chazal which indicates that there's a din of bittel. When you put it in the ground. However, I can show you two other Mamori Chazal that say the opposite. So why did you take upon yourself to follow the single Maimer Chazal when it is in disagreement with the majority Mamori Chazal that say clearly that there is no Din Bittel? What are the other two statements of Chazal that say that there is no Din Bittel? Number one is the case of the Yalda and the Zakena. The Yalda is a branch from a tree of Arla. And the zakena, it's not arla. You take the branch that's the alda and you attach it to the zakena and it produces fruit. The halacha is that it's osir. Because the yalda is a branch of arla and there's nothing you can possibly do to take away from the fact that it's arla, even though the growth is 200 times more than the original product. Yalda, shesivcha b'zakena, ubo peiros. And there are peiros on the yalda. Afopisha sifa masai. Now you have to remember the case, the very important case. The case that when you cut off the branch, they are already attached to the branch. You're grafting. When you take off the branch from the yalda, already on the yalda there are fruits. There are fruits on the yalda, little fruits. And you take the branch of the yalda, you cut it off, and you now graft it to the zakena. And now it grows 200 times larger than the original. So right now there are already fruits. And these fruits expand very much. They expand greatly. And now what you have is 200 times more than the original, but when it was originally Arla. There's no bittel. It remains Osir. So therefore you say there's no bittel. Now we're going to give a second example. Also, the Omar Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Yonasan, Batzel, case number two. Batzel an onion, Shen to'oi b'ken, you plant in a vineyard. Okay, so you plant an onion in the vineyard. So therefore, that's going to be din of Kiliyah Kerem. And you take a vegetable, and you put a vegetable in a vineyard where there are vines, so immediately, as soon as it begins to grow, mashu has enough kilayim, and then you take away the vineyard, it doesn't matter. Even though this batzel continues to grow 200 times more, it doesn't matter. Once there is a chalois upon the batzel kilayim, there's nothing you can do to remove the status of kilayim from the onion, even if the onion now grows 200 times more after you have removed from the vineyard, you have removed the vineyard. The vineyard was nekar. It doesn't matter. Once there's a chalois upon the botzel, this is kilayim, because you took the botzel and you planted it in a vineyard and it grew a shtickle. It's a chalois or kilayim.
You take away the whole vineyard, you know, and you just leave the botzel.
Right, so you did, that's exactly what you did in this case. You took away the whole vineyard, all you have now is the botzel. So the botzel now, when it continues to grow, it grows now 200 times more. So the 200 times more that it's growing is not an avera. There's nothing wrong with it. And the halach doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Once already there was a chalois upon the botzel, a din of kilayim, you can't shake it. So that's the halach. So the halach over here is the lunekah hakerim, also. Okay, so therefore it comes out now, we have three different cases. So here we go through the whole Shas. We start over the case of Shavias, and we're poished it from the case of Teruma. And then we challenge the case of Chuma from the case of Orla and Kalayim. So we've discussed over here on this little daf, this little daf on daf Nanzanim base. This is the Yonstina one, this is my favorite daf in Shas. In this little, it's a very small omer over here. In this little omer, we already discussed four different sugyas and shas. You become a baki muflok in four sugyas. Shavias, the sugya of teruma, the sugya of orla, and the sugya of kilayim. Okay, you have to be mamish a yadon and call it a rakula. You need someone like a Rashid of Shalim Shlita, the Rashid of Spink, to be Mazbe, the Chiluk, Tzivishin, the four different types of vegetation in the Welt. Shavias, Teruma, Orla, Kilayim. Don't you feel good that you learned a lot tonight? Already? Four different sugyas. So therefore, what's the bottom line? We're stuck. We have a raya zoy, raya zoy. Uposhele min hadoch. He gave the answer from the following sugya. Diyam Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yochanan, litra bitzolim. Litra means a measure, a small measure of onion. Shetikna, you fixed it. Vizora, shetikna vizora. Now, what does it mean shetikna? Shetikna means you gave meiser. Shetikna means you gave truma. And Meiser. Okay, what does Rashi over here say? Rashi Shetikna Sheisra Ki Hilchasa Vizara Vigodla. Okay, so you have over here some onions that you gave over here, you gave the required amount of Meiser. Even though really vegetables, you only have to give Meiser Midrabanan, you gave the Meiser Midrabanan, and then Vizara, and then you replant it. Miss Aseres. Right, it's a sin. Meiser. Miss Aseres lefi kula. And what does it mean lefi kula? Look at the Hilk of Rashi. Afal pi shekvar iser mina ikor ve ikor kayam ve eino kolo tzach lahafresh mina gidulim mina ikor lefi shabod lo gidulim ez a ikor. Unbelievable sugya. Hachinami hu botzel shelo yishmol gidulim the botzel shehelo yishmol gidulim bevalin ez a ikor. It's a beautiful sugya. This now, we're going to case number five. Case number five, you thought you were safe, you learned already about Shemitah, we learned about Teruma, we learned about Orla, we learned about Kilayim, and now we're learning about Meiser. What's the sugya of Meiser? I have an onion. I take the onion out of the ground. And what do you do when you give Meiser? You give first a Mashu Teruma, 10%, and then another 10%, which is how much? 19%. Really, it's 20% because you're giving one out of 50. So let's put aside the truma. It's 90 because once you give 10%, you only have 90 left. So giving 10% of 90 is 9. So it's basically approximately 19. 19. Okay? Is that a special number, magic number, the number 19? 19. So you have over here the number 19. And now, so the question is, so you give it now. After you gave the 19, you take the onion, you take the onion. This is parsha. In this week's parsha, Yosef said, "V'chimesh es eretz Mitzrayim." Every farmer had to give 20%. When you give truma and meiser, you're giving close to 20%, because you're giving 1/50th. 1/50th. That's only 20%. 1/50th. And then you're giving 10%, then you're giving another 10% of the leftover. It's chuma, maiser rishon, maiser sheni. Anything else you have to give? Well, you have to give leka shechen peya, and you have to give bikurim. So when you combine, you add up everything together, the bikurim, There's leket shichon peah, and then there's truma, and there's ma'aser rishon, and there's ma'aser sheni. It comes out that from your produce, you're giving very close to 20% of your produce is going to support the members of the Klal Yisrael. And where does that come from? What's the makar for this? Yosef HaTzadik. Because Yosef says, V'chimeish es Eretz Mitzrayim. He taught the Egyptians you have to give 20%. 20%. Okay, by the way, there's another pshat. When it says V'chimeish, Shlomo, this is unbelievable. V'chimeish means that you have to arm, you have to go and you have to set up an army, because when word gets out there's going to be a famine, they're going to loot all the stores. Yosef said to Paro, v'chimesh means weapons, v'chimesh is Eretz Mitzrayim, it's like v'chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael mi'eretz Mitzrayim, rash is mizurazim. Armed with weapons. Before you make an announcement, there's going to be a famine and we have to stock up, people have to, we have to first fortify the country with police officers to make sure no one steals. And Paro said, after you revealed this secret to me, that they have to be, there's inovan v'chacham kamocha, al picha yishak kol ami. Yishak comes with neshek, weapons. You are going to be the Secretary of Defense. You're going to be the Secretary of Defense. And he said, that Vasa goes on to say, Mibalodecha, lo yodim ish, yodoy viragle b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. Targum says, no one lifts up a weapon and no one rides on a horse. He was, Yosef was not appointed as the head of the Federal Reserve. Yosef was appointed as the Secretary of Defense. Because when the word gets out into the veldt, there's going to be a famine, there's going to be a grab for commodities because of the 7 years of famine. It's a very, very interesting insight in Parsha. Okay, so if I had a little bit of something, here's the case, 20%. So you took already off basically from this onion 20%. You gave your bikurim, there's no bikurim on onions though, you don't give bikurim on onions, but you gave your ma'aser. Now you take the onion and you put the onion back into the ground and it grows. So what's the question now? When it grows a shtickle more and you have to be mafresh ma'aser again, are you only mafresh ma'aser on the additional growth? Or are you required to give ma'aser from the entire onion all over again? What would you say, Mr. Goldberg? I gave ma'aser on the onion from the onion. So the whole onion I already gave almost up to 20% already on the onion. I take the onion, I put it back in the ground, and it grows more. So you would assume that when you're now going to give ma'aser again next year, you're only going to give ma'aser on the additional growth. So if it grows another 20-30%, you only give ma'aser on the additional growth of 30%, but on the original onion, you already gave ma'aser in the previous year. You already were masaking it. Along comes this Mishnah, and it says an incredible chiddush, you would not know. No, once you put it into the ground, its status of being misukan dissipates. It's no longer misukan, and now next year when you have to give 10%, you have to give 10% or whatever it is, the ma'aser rishon ma'aser sheni, you have to give from the entire thing all over again. Double taxation. Okay, you have the onion that grows, you give ma'aser, you put it back in the ground and it grows a little bit more. The small amount of new growth causes a reset. It's no longer misukan. And you have to give ma'aser all over again on the entire onion. Mr. Goldberg, is that a fair thing to do?
I don't know.
That's what it says over here. So Rabbi Yitzhak Rebbe Yochanan, literal b'tzomshes tekna v'tzormim v'zorin, you planted mis aseres lefi kula. Alma, what do we learn? What's the yisod? We learn from Alma oisan gidulin. The new growth cancels the old tikkun. Mevatlin ikar. Just like there, it's mevatel the ikar, the zel bezach. If you have fruit from Shemitah and you oiker it, and then in the eighth year you replant it and it grows a small amount, and certainly when it grows the majority, the growth is going to cancel the status of Shemitah from what?
You gotta take it off again.
Take it off again. Now, there's a very big difference because according to this Yesoid, you don't need a roif. When we learned the sugi, when we learned the sugi on the top of the page, the case was you had the onions of Shemitah, you oiker, and in the eighth year you replanted, and it grew more in the eighth year than the original size. So then we had a shiloh, do we say that it's bottle? But it appeared from the Gemara's question, but let's say it would have grown equal or less. No, then the iker is Shemitah, and there's nothing you can do. What he's saying now is, Pumfa Karet, you don't even need a roif. Even a small gidol that grows new cancels the old gidol. We're making a bad face. We were saying that the halacha is so powerful, the koyach of hetera is so powerful, even a small amount of growth in the eighth year, according to this, would be enough to cancel the din shemitah from the seventh year. Look at what the Rashi says. Rashi says, "Al bishuk va'yisum in ha'ikar v'yikayim in v'yisuk al kolot tzorach l'hafash min ha'gidulim min ha'ikar v'yishabad lo gidulim eso ikar." Doesn't make any differentiation between a roiv and not a roiv. Okay, I bet you this is machlekes rishonim. Okay, you probably go look in the back of this big thick book. You probably find some other rishonim disagree. Okay, it's a very good topic for a shiur at 7:30 in the Knesset space of Avigdor. From our Rebbe, Rashiva to be Mazbe, is this Yisoy true? That now the Gemara is coming along to the sugi of Halah. Halah is so powerful, you don't need a din of Roif. Bittul is when you have a Roif. Halah doesn't even need a Roif. Halah means it comes up, it grows, growing from the ground. Growing from the ground, you know why? Because growing from the ground is a koyach of yesh ma'ayin. It's yesh ma'ayin. Koyach of yesh ma'ayin is so powerful, it cancels anything else, even if it's the majority. Because what has come now forward is something that is new. Something that's new is so powerful it can cancel even when it's less than right. Okay, this is a whole Rosh Hashir. There's a whole Rosh Hashir. Can you imagine people sitting and listening to the Rebbe talk about these concepts? The Shosa Bat Soma Devreim. Weiter. I'm telling you, I went there 1 week to Sholim and he gave Shir and Rekhan Shul. It was amazing that they were mamish, Shosa Bat Soma Devreim. They were mamish, like every word he said, they were like there were 30 people listening to, and he said a chiddush, they right away jumped. And they challenged him. It was the rischo deraisa, the eish shal havesya, the pulpuli charifta be eish shal havesya, the rischo deraisa. Weiter. How come he's not listening to us, Rabbi Sholim? If he was listening to us, he would say weiter. He's not here. He's not here. He turned on the phone. He went away. Otherwise, he would go say weiter. Weiter. Alma oysam gidul mevamlik of dumal lchomer. It's not a kasha. It's not right because over here, look, there's a fundamental difference between these two cases. Because over here, when you're telling us it's lchomer, you're telling us over here in this case is that you have over here meiser. By telling you that the new growth is going to mevatel the old growth, that results in a stringency, and you have to give merabanshel. More. It's not enough. You've given ma'aser on the onion, and now next year you give ma'aser all over again. It's a chumrah. Whereas in the case of Shemitah and the eighth year, if you're going to say the same yesoid, the result is going to be a kula, and you're going to be able to eat it, and you're not going to go and trigger the din of biur. Okay, so you can't compare case number 5 to case number 1. We've gone through on this page 5 Yesoidos. A Shaila by Shemitah. We then went to Truma, went to Meiser, went to Kalayan. And now we're going to settle on Meiser. Okay? We're settling on Meiser. And Meiser, you want to bring a riot that there's a din of Bittel. And the din of Bittel is Azoi Grois, even the small amounts can vatel everything. There is, what's the riot? Here it's a Chumrah. We're looking for Kulis. Looking for Kulis. Shiny, Ella min hado. Oh, I have another makar. Okay, so therefore this is out. Now it goes to number 6. Tonight is only the fifth night of Hanukkah. Tomorrow is the sixth night of Hanukkah.
The sixth with the
Shabbos. The sixth night of Hanukkah. Oh, with the Shabbos. Elam Adar, the time when Rabbi Shimon says, called the Vashir Shleim Atidin. Now this is the big round. You learned the big round last couple of weeks ago. The story of Rabbi Shimon Atidin, Rabbanus the Chiddush. He's a Nai Chiddush. Called the Vashir Shleim Atidin. Called the Vashir Shleim Atidin, you go in Tevel. Anything to the Vashir Shleim Atidin, go in Tevel, Meiser, Shani. Main round was a week ago. It was a week ago. I don't know where it is. I don't remember. It was in a different volume of the Masifta, not in this volume. This volume already is past that sugya. It was a very big ran, and the ran said chidushim. I'm sure surely said big shirim on this. The ran said chidush in the din of davar sheyesh loy ma'atidin. Fine. Kol davar sheyesh loy ma'atidin can go in tevul ma'isa sheini v'hegdish tevul. You don't say davar sheyesh loy ma'atidin is hefzim, but why not? Who says?
You don't have to go so far to say
the material is awesome. Who says that? Where did you get that from? Alt is gelt. Right. Kol dover sheyesh loy matidin kagoyin tevel umayser. Okay, what's tevel? You have tevel umayser, sheni vehekdish, vechodosh loy nidnu bochem chachamim shiur. Okay, so what is tevel? Tevel, you know, you did not get separate from, you have a mixture, a taruvis. You have chulin mixed with tevel. So it doesn't matter even if it's one in a thousand. I have one kernel of grain that gets mixed in 1,000 kernels of chulin. All 1,001 kernels are osur. Why? Because there's a solution. What's the solution? Mr. Global, you okay? You look like you're in pain. Is your back still hurting you?
It's still hurting me, but not as much as yesterday.
Baruch Hashem.
I'm just kind of like very tired.
Join the club.
Mm-hmm.
Shlomi is also very tired. Uh-huh. Shalim is very tired. I'm very tired.
Uh-huh.
Join the club. You're in good company.
Okay.
Kol davar sheyesh shlomi matir. You have one kernel of tevel gets mixed into 100 kernels of kernels of chulin. What is the halacha? All 1,001 kernels are forbidden because there's a solution. Whenever there's a solution, then you don't need to look make for new solutions. The solution is take another kernel of wheat and say this shall be truma for that kernel of wheat. You go you only leave 150. You go and you take a little crumb of grain. This shall be the truma on behalf of the one kernel of tevel that is mixed into my 1,000 kernels of chulin, and then everything becomes one permitted. There's a solution. Likewise, Maiser Sheni, you can redeem with cash. V'tzarto ha-kesef b'yadcha v'kamto v'yalitz l'mokam ha-shayiv ha-shem l'kecha l'shaki in shemayisham. You can convert Maiser Sheni into cash. V'chodosh. Chodosh davar sheyesh loy matidin, time. Time is the ultimate davar sheyesh loy matidin. Just wait it out. Wait it out, it'll become mutter. So therefore, loy nidlum mecham shir. V'chol davar sheyesh loy matidin. Kigoyin, for example, here's the right. Here's why we need the sugya. What is a davar sheyesh loy matidin? Teruma. If I have truma, there's no solution for truma. Truma is also, there's no way you can redeem truma. Truma, truma smaiser. The chalo. Chal is no solution, and there's the orla, the kilya kedem, nid nos nubem chachamim shiur. Okay, so therefore, so what do we want to bring for right from this? We want to bring a right. So therefore, this price is said. Let's see with the Rashi. The Rashi over here says going tevel. What is that? That's a telephone call. So someone's getting a telephone call. That sounds right. Going tevel. Teruma is bottle in 100, orla in 200. Now, so what's the Moritz Kasha? Frankly, the Moritz Kasha, we're not yet up to our sugi yet. Amrulo, they said to the Chachamim, V'haloi Shvius, Ein lo matidin v'loi nosnu bo Chacham Shiur. What about Shvius?
Shvius. Let's say you want to eat truma and you're not a Kohen. You take the truma and you put like nine.
There's a halacha of Ein mivatlin isur lechatchila. The din of Bittul is only when it already happened. It happened by mistake or after the fact. But if you have in front of you Isser, and you want to eat it, and I have a solution, I will just...
I'm going to put 900...
I will put it into a mixture, and that will become bottle that is categorically forbidden, and everything becomes Osir.
And that'll if be 100 you, of the...
It'll be Osir. It'll be Osir, because that's called...
Feel, you can't do it.
Ein mevatlin Isser lechatchila. All of these questions is the bottle is only after the fact. I didn't do it. It happened by accident. It happened by mistake. Mm. And a rabbi has to make that determination to make sure that it really did happen by mistake. A person didn't do l'chatchila. So he asked him a question. I'll show you an example where you have a davar she'ein loy ma'atidin, and it's never, ever bottled. Shvius. If you have a fruit of the Erev Shemitah, and it gets mixed into a mixture of 1,000 fruits of not Shemitah, all 1,001 fruits now are forbidden. They all have the status of Shemitah, and therefore that means that once the Zman Biur has arrives, when it becomes time of the year when the fruit under ordinary circumstance would not remain in the field any longer, it would rot, it would be destroyed, it would not be available anymore, you are not allowed to have it in your home in storage. If you have one fruit, an apple of Shemitah, and you have it mixed together with another 1,001 apples from America, which are not Shemitah, and it's all mixed together, all 1,001 apples become forbidden. Oh, but Shvius is a davar she'ein loy matirin. There's nothing you can possibly do to release it from its status of Shemitah. Not time, not money. There's nothing you can do. So why don't we apply the rule of thumb? Is a davar she'ein loy matirin, there is a rule of bittul, and we'll give it a number. We'll give it 1 in 2, 1 in 60, 1 in 100, 1 in 200. How come there's no bivashvala shvius ein loy matirin v'loy nosim acham shiur? It's not, how do you know? Who says there's no such thing as bittul? The one in the Mishnah, hashvius oiseres kol shu b'mino. It says b'feresh, if it gets mixed together, there's not going to be the bittul. Om Allah. So he told him, you're right. He told him, af ani lo yamarti elu lebiur. Avol yachila b'noy sein tam. Let's see what the Rashi. Rashi over here says, Om Alochem, af ani lo yamarti sheyehe shviyas oiseres b'mina kol shuhu. When I elu lebiur she'im not al botzal shel shishis v'notoy b'shviyas, and you plant it in the shviyas, v'yosifo kol shu oiso kol shuhu Mevatel es ho'ikar, it cancels the ikar. U'mechayev kulo bebir, de b'motzoy shvius. Avol yachilo shim nisarva peris shvius beperis shvinis li'achar shenischayvu bebir. Let's say it gets mixed together the peris of shvius and the peris of shvinis after the chayim bir v'loy biyaron the chashta kai may be israchila. Eino oiseres el benoy sein tam, which basically means 1 in 60. Okay, so basically, now let's read through the next lines. We'll explain everything in one shot. I only said in Yibir, Hosam Nami, Bibaya, Shal Rabbi Shmuel, Gidulu Mevatnes Veikar. So it's a beautiful raya. Okay, this is the sugya. So what does the Gemara say? So let's review the steps of the Gemara. Mr. Goldberg, you okay with me? Am I boring you? A little bit, right? A little bit.
I'm paying attention.
We are.
I'm good at multitasking.
Only women know how to multitask. A woman can wash, do the laundry. She can be making supper. She can be running a business. She can be talking on the phone and chewing gum and doing the homework with the children and maintaining a household at the same time. A man cannot even walk and chew gum at the same time. That's the way Hashem made human beings. Women can multitask, and men, they can't even tell the time, tell you what time it is at the time when they're chewing their food.
Well, Moshe Shabbos, I'm going to be surrounded by palm trees.
Mitzvah Shabbos by palm trees?
Yeah.
What do you mean? But Mitzvah Shabbos, you're going to be. Why? What do you mean Mitzvah Shabbos? You're going to Florida?
Yeah.
What time are you going to land?
Probably quarter to 1.
Quarter to 1
a.m.
Which airline?
Check your flights. It's all canceled.
Oh, you have to check your flights because there's a storm.
I'll check it.
It's global warming.
JetBlue.
This globe.
What time?
Check your flights, because it's supposed to be a storm in the entire world.
Miami?
Okay. So let's, what's the Yisrael? We have a member. The member here is mechalik between a davar sheyesh lo imatin and davar shein lo imatin. Frek the Gemara, but I'm going to show you hecha timso. I'm going to show you hecha timso. Oh no, it says there's a funeral. What's the funeral over here? It says over here that we says over here. What does it say over here? It says it's a funeral. What funeral is there over here? It says over here. Chaim, I have Miss Chaya Schwartz. Who's Chaya Schwartz? Eishes Rav Nuti, mother of Rav Moshe and Heshi. I don't know who this is. All right. So let's go right over here. What do we have over here? What's so funny? What's funny? You got a WhatsApp? Someone say something funny?
It's private.
Okay, Rabbi, so let's go to the chaz. We have over here Machlekes of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matinin. And then we have a bomb question. Oh, what about Shemitah? Shemitah's Davar Sheyesh Lo Matinin. And yet, there's no bittel. So long come the Gemara gives an incredible answer. The Gemara says in Hanami, there's two different hechatimses of Shemitah. There's a din of Shemitah with regard to the din of Biur, and a din of Shemitah with regard to the din of Achila. When it comes to the din of Biur, then we're going to say that there's no bittel. There is no bittel. When it comes to the din of Achila, then there is going to be a din of bittel. What do we take out of this? We take out of this a case that if you have an onion and you plant the onion in year number 6, which is mutter, and then you oiker it and you plant it again in year number 7 and it grows a small amount, the small amount of growth in year number 7 prohibits the onion forever. And if it, and that taruv is, even if it's a small amount, and even though it's a small amount, there is no heter for it. The whole onion will always have a chalois din of Shemitah, and there is no bittel, even though the amount that it grew is only a mashu relative to the amount of the onion that was before it grew. It doesn't matter. In this one onion, there is a taruvis, and the koyach of iser overwhelms the koyach of heter. But in a chenami, let's say it would be a case of where it's past the zman biur, and now the question, you'd have to throw the whole thing in the garbage, no one's going to be able to eat anything. No, in a chenami, when it comes to the din of achila, then we're going to say bittel b'shishim, no same tap. But what do we take out of this? We take out of this is that when it comes to the concept of biur, which means you planted it in the 6th year, and it grew in its majority, and then you were oiker and you planted it again in year number 7. I'm sorry, in year number 7. So the small amount that it grew in year number 7 is going to aser what grew in year number 6. The Gemara now is suggesting that you can take the same exact yisoid the other way around. That if it grew in year number 7, let's say it grew in year number 7, which is the iser, and then you grew it again in year number 8, so it's a very interesting concept. Just like what grows in number 7 overpowers what grew in year number 6, so too what grows in year number 8 overpowers what grows in year number 7. You see, this is not a din of bittel, it's a number game. This is not a din of bittel. It's a din of time. Whatever comes later has the koyach to cancel what comes before. It almost has nothing to do with the standard rules of bittel. How could the Gemara even use this terminology? Maybe that's what exactly the Gemara means. It's a din of zman. Something happens earlier in time, and it has one status in halacha. And then we have a new tekufa, a later tekufa, and something different happens. What happens later in time has the ability to cancel what happened earlier in time, both ways. If you planted something in year 6, which is kula heter, and a significant amount of the onion grew. And now comes year seven, and only a small amount of the onion grows in year seven. The small amount that grew in year number seven is going to outweigh and overwhelm what happened in year
six.
So too, if you plant the onion in year seven, which means that it's osur, it has a din of Shemitah, and then a small amount of the onion grows in year eight, the small amount that grows in year eight, being that it's later in time, will come along and cancel what happened in year number seven.
Rabinowitz is very quiet tonight. Is he awake?
He's awake. I'm looking at him. Oh. So the Gemara says, not right. This is the Gemara says, Enechanam, it's a very nice Yisoid, but the problem over here is you have no right. It's not true. It's totally not true. Because the difference between going from 6 to 7 versus going from 7 to 8 is that when you go from year to 6 to 7, it's a chumrah. But when you're going from year 7 to 8, it's a kula. So how can you compare the same way the Gemara gave that same answer for? You can't. We want to bring a raya lakula. You plant it in year number 7. And then year number 8, what happens is year number 8 is going to cancel what happened in year number 7. That's a kula. Don't bring me raya. It's from chumras. It's very easy to be machmir. Koyach de hetera odif. Who has the grace of plates to be matter? Okay, that's what you need the koyach for, to be matter. So this, you cannot bring me rice. Let's see the one more time. We're going to click inside. One more time.
What is
plates? Shoulders. Vayei shichmoy lispoil. Big shoulders. Okay, so let's chaz the one more time. Amulo, 1, 2, 3, 5 lines at the top. Amulo, vahaloy shvius, vahaloy shvius, ain lo matidin. Shvius, we find that there's a concept that when there's a ta'aruvis of shvius, it's osur. We don't find the solution. So the Gemara says, no, you're mistaken. When it says that there's not going to be a head, that's not even referring to bittel. That's referring to halah. The tanana shvius or seris koshu. Whatever grows b'mina, whatever grows in year number seven is going to cancel what grew in year number six. Amalachem, no, that's not what we're talking about. When we're talking about bittel, we're talking about a taruvis. We're not talking about growth, things that grow in the ground. Things that grow in the ground, in Achanami, there, it's different. Amalachem, afani lo yamati el libi'ur. When I said that there's not going to be enough bittel, that's only when it comes to beer. Aval achila, then Achanami, there is a shear. If you have a taruvis, if you have in a restaurant, if Mr. Goldberg, you're the rabbi, you're the senior rabbi in the OU, and they get you a call and they say, Mr. Rabbi Goldberg, and we go over here in the restaurant, and we have discovered that a banana of Shemitah has got mixed in with 60 bananas that are not
throw
Shemitah.
Throw them all out.
No, 60. Yeah. You don't have to throw them all out. 60 is bottle. 60 against one. Bottle. 60 is B'nai Sen Tam.
Shemitah is
L'chumra. The Gemara here says B'nai Sen Tam. Only no, it's the chumra is only when the fruit grows. No, if the banana grows in year seven, it grows in year six, and then in year seven it just grows a mashu, then the whole banana has to go out into the garden.
I'm playing golf and I see a banana tree, and can I pick a banana and eat it, you know?
Gezel.
Is it gezel?
Yes. Is it your banana tree?
No one's going to touch it, you know, it's in the middle of the golf course.
Is it your banana tree? It's gezel. It's usher. It's usher. It's not yours. You're not allowed to take something that does not belong to you. If you didn't pay for it, it is categorically usher. There's nothing to talk about. It is usher. So therefore, what do we take out of this incidentally? We take out of this incidentally that when something is growing in the field, beheter, and the following year, a small amount of it increases in size, the small amount that increases in size will overwhelm what was there originally. And if in the year seven, year six, if let's say we grew in year six and going into year seven, it becomes usur. And the Gemara is now making a suggestion. Likewise, if it grew in year seven and we go into year eight, the small amount of growth of year eight is going to overpower and cancel the prohibition of year seven. The Gemara says, very nice. What you're saying is very fine and good. But this is not relevant to our sugya of going from year 17 because the year 6 to 7 is a chumrah. And our question of Yishmoel, Demin, Where did he come from? He came from a special place, Yishmol Ishkvar Yama. He's discussing going from year 7 to year 8. So therefore, you're mixing up different cases. Shlomi, you with this?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Next case. Ella, we have another solution. Ella, min hada. We're now going to go into another case. What's the new case? Min hada, pashto. Another case. The Tanan B'Tsalim, Shayardu Aleim Geshamim V'Tsamchu, Im Hayu Olin Shalachem Shechoyrin Asurin, Chayriku Mutarin. Now what does this mean? What's the case over here? Okay, B'Tsalim, now this case going is 6 to 7. Okay, I'm reading over here, B'Tsalim Shalshish Shayardu Aleim Geshamim B'Shvis, V'Tsamchu Me'Aleim B'Loi Netiyah, it grew by itself. You have onions that were grew primarily in year 6, they're mutar, and now no one touched them. And they're in the field, and now year 7, it rains, and now it grew more in year 7, which is Isser. So it depends. Im hayu olin shulchan b'shechayrin, shemachmas shetsamchu yesham koyach oid ligodel, because it blossomed, they have a koyach to they blossom, shetsamchu, asurin devadai godal mimei shviyas, the gidul of mevalnus ha'ikar. Hayriku, shem kemo kimushin yirukin v'chsifu paneim mutayim shlagolu kulum shviyas. So this is the very big dilemma. It's a very interesting concept. This is to be a botanist. Is that how you pronounce it? A botanist? People who study plants and vegetables?
Botanist.
So here's the story. Over here, you planted...
Well, you could be a horticulturalist. Huh?
Something grows in year 7. When it grows in year 7, this is an incredible chiddush. This rice is an awesome chiddush. You have to make a determination as why it grew. It's not enough. If you didn't know this chazal, if you did not see this chazal, what would you say on your own? If you have something you planted in year 6, and then in year 7 it blossoms, if I wouldn't see this chazal, I would say that it's pashut, it's awesome. It's shmita. Why? It grew in year 7. Anything that grows in year 7... Well, over here it says b'tzalim. It says onions. It grows in year 7. It grew. No one's denying the reality that it grew. There's a go basa chanoto, a go basa lakita. So that's what you're saying. Is that what you're saying? Chanot and lakita is. See, that's a din. Chanot and lakita is a din of meiser. That's not how you learn shvis. See, okay, I hear you saying, but Pashas is Shavis has its own set of rules. When you talk about Chanota and Lakita, Chanota, that's a din Roshan, that's a din of Meiser, that's a din of Trumas and Meiser. But when it comes to Shemitah, you see, I'm totally wrong, but I always thought Shemitah is not a din in Chanota, it's not a din in Lakita, it's a din when did it grow. And if part of the fruit grew last year, part grew this year. I'm bringing up. The Brayos over here says, if something grows in Shemitah, it doesn't make a bit of a difference. If we can make a determination that the makor, the source for its growth, its development, is because of the rain of last year, its mutter, even though it grew this year. How can you make a determination? The color of the leaves. If the color of the leaves are black, that's an indication that it's fresh. It's only because of new rainwater that grew, that fell on the year of Shemitah, that's why it grew. This growth is a growth of Shemitah. But if the color of the leaves is willowed, it's a yellow, whatever it is, it's shvach, that means that whatever is growing now has nothing to do with the rain of this year. It's just an after product. It's just a continuation of the growth of the previous year. Okay, that's what it says. So Nachmo, it's a very important halacha to appreciate the lumdus of Shemitah is not totally in a cutoff, a hard break of the calendar date. Whatever grew until now is going to be previous year, whatever goes now. That we know is true when it comes to, we know that's true when it comes to when it comes to Trumas and Maestras, when it comes to Orla. But who says that true when it comes to Shemitah, the Dinim of Beer? Over here it's saying it does. It says leaves by vegetables. Dilmas the Bitsalam Shiodal and Gisham Vitsam who im Hoyu Olin Shalom Shahidin. If they were black. Mr. Goldberg, what are you doing?
Yeah, I have to speak to someone for me.
Speak to me. You can tell me all your secrets. Shlomi tells me everything. He told me that he saw me in Belgium. We're in Belgium.
Brussels?
I was talking there once. Such a...
You were there with me.
It was such an ugly, dirty place. Such a prosta country. There's nothing there. Nothing there in Brussels. Maybe there is. Someone told me a lot of Hasidim will live there. Bitsalim.
Rabbi's here.
Oh, Rashid is here.
Excuse me?
We shall leave this here. I have to stand up.
Do I have to pledge allegiance?
Yes, why not? This week is you have the longest benching the whole year. You get a bench.
Shabbos.
You get a bench. Birchas HaMazon.
With say
Yalav Yavo and Al HaNisim. You know an opportunity? This is a one of a kind opportunity.
Also, right?
Three Sifrei Torah. It's much. What's more chashev? Three Sifrei Torah or Birchas HaMazon with Ritzei Yalav Yavod Al HaNisim. There's no shail about it. Birchas HaMazon with Ritzei Yalav Yavo and Al HaNisim. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. V'yachalto v'sivoto v'rachta. And embedded into the mitzvah d'oraisa v'yachalto v'sivoto v'rachta, you have an opportunity that you very, very rarely have. Very, even Shabbos. Parshas Chodesh, you don't get that, such a long benching. Simchas Torah, such a long benching. It is only Shabbos, Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh, you have such an opportunity. It only comes around once in a couple of years. So when you bench the Shabbos, you bench very, very slowly. Every word you count like money. Because such an opportunity is extremely rare.
What happens if you forget one of them?
So it's a big shaila. If you get yal of the other, the big machlokes apayskevir. If you do say al hanisim, but you forget to say yal of the other and ritzay. No, yal of the other you don't repeat. If you get ritzay. Let's say you say al hanisim, but you forget to say ritzay. So you have to repeat the benching. When you repeat the benching, do you say again al hanisim?
Why not?
Because hefsek, because you already did it once, you already said it, and the chi of suda, the chi of suda is not. There's no real chi of suda. The big machlokes of poskim.
How long is you have to eat over again?
You have to eat over again. It's a big machlokes of poskim. It's a big machlokes of poskim. If you remember to say al hanisim, but you forget to say ritzei, and you don't make the bracha l'misha nishkach, misha shachach, and then you repeat the whole birchas hamazon. So when you repeat the Birchas HaMazon, do you say Al Hanisim Nachamo? So what are you going to do, Mr. Goldberg? You're not going to forget.
Your local rabbi.
You're not going to forget to say Ritzei.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I would forget it.
You wouldn't forget it?
No. I might forget the bench altogether, but if I remember the bench, I'll say everything.
Okay. Bitzam, Bitzalim, Shiyod Alem, Gisham, Vitzamhu, Vichem, Olu, Olin, Shalom, Shachodim, Asudim, Hiriku, Mutadim, Rabbi Hananya, Ben Antignois, Omer, Im Yacholim, Litolish, Bo Olin, Shalom, Asudim. He says the same idea is that is, even if the leaves are yellow or green or some, they're not black, if the leaves have koyach, there's strength in the leaves that you can suspend the onions by the leaves. That means these leaves are strong. The only way an onion can produce strong leaves is if it's coming forth from the rain of this year, which then automatically means that it's called the growth of this year. And the mail, what's the halacha going to be? It's going to be the whole onion's going to be shmita.
Sometimes I have trouble peeling an onion, get the leaves off. The leaves don't want to come off,
The peel an onion? When would you ever peel an onion?
It's the outer leaves I don't like to eat,
I don't peel onions. I don't peel onions. I don't have any onions
in
my house.
You eat the outside of the whole onion, then?
I don't eat onions.
Oh.
I just eat it raw. right. Let's go further. So
if you put onions on your hamburgers.
Ham is not kosher.
Hamburger.
I don't have any hamburger. There's no hamburgers.
Meatballs.
I don't like that stuff. Let's go further.
You're a vegetarian?
No.
Okay, no. Say the Gemara.
I'm a cannibalist.
Okay.
Now here's the part that we need to have Gemara. Oh, look at this. This is what we need for our sugya. Let's say you planted in the seventh year. You plant the onions in the seventh year, which is Isser, and then it grows into the eighth year. And in the eighth year, it produces either black leaves or leaves, according to Yochanan ben Tignois, the leaves are so robust.
You know that what you could do?
Wait, you let's learn a little bit. Let's finish the almond, at least.
In the sixth year, you plant it, you take a bite out of it.
Yeah.
Then you plant it in the seventh year.
Whatever's going to grow in the seventh year is now, it says beferish, that the small amount of growth in the eighth year is going to be male, the isur of the seventh year. So you see here beferish, we already twice have deflected this sugya by saying, don't bring me a raya, because this is l'chumra. The cases that you've presented so far are going from year 6 into year 7. When it's year 6 into year 7, ein hachanami, it's a chumra. Our shail is year 7 into year 8. And year 8 is a kula. You're coming to be mal, and here it says beferish.
You can eat a grape or something. Shvius, right?
You're not eating nothing, Shvius. After Zman Bir, we're going there after Zman Bir. Has Kedusha Shvius. Kedusha Shvius has a lot of halachas, a lot of chumas. Here it says beferish that we will go from year 7 into year 8, we're going to be mekel. So you see, I feel lekula. Chenegdon lemotzai Shvius, mutarin. Oh, beferish Sharaya, lememra de giduli heta mal neso iser. So, what more could you possibly want? The Gemara says not so fast. Vidilma bimidukonin. It's not a raya. We're dealing over here. Look at the Rashi. Vachinam b'nuchah kolaymar. Rashi kolaymar. Chazon nakat. Chenegdon b'lemotzai shvius. We're turning going to shadichu. You crushed it. You crushed it. B'meduch in a mortar. The last new liikaron b'nayu. It's not be'en. Memeila b'avu b'hidi shvul. It's going not where you, it's the onion itself was planted in the ground and it grew. It's when you took it out of the ground and you crushed it. You pulverized it. So then you can say it's a taruvis. And a taruvis, you can say there's going to be a din. There's going to be a din of bittel. But when it's be'en, when it's mamish be'en, and the isra is be'en, maybe then you cannot make it. Okay? We did an amud. We did an amud.
Baruch Adonai HaBaruch
Shabbos Rebbe.
You want to come Shabbos? 3 o'clock, you want to come Shabbos, 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock? I'm not going to be in the neighborhood, I'm going to be somewhere else.
Have a safe trip.
One of my kids. Okay, thank you. Yeah.